This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you're invited to take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. On the way, we've got the news about Venezuela. Some are alleging that there is a coup attempt afoot and has been afoot for the last, I don't know, sounds like the last day. I'll tell you more about that coming up with you tonight. By the way, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
Also, still in the midst of some really good news for the world of Bitcoin. Very, very interesting poll results coming from a Harris poll of over 2,000 adults in the United States as to where they are with their opinions and their ownership of Bitcoin. And we'll continue with some of those interesting statistics. We've been through a good chunk of the story. And then we'll get into also border guard related lawsuit, border patrol in the United States.
Yeah, so actually I had found a story and then I found another story. And then I realized that both of these stories are based on, just figured this out just now, like literally, that both of these stories are based on a press release from the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and I pulled up that press release, and I think that's the best source, because it's kind of the original.
Go to the source. We'll do that. And that's a good source to go to as well, EFF. Yeah. So we'll get into all that here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Let's go to the phones, where Justin is calling us, listening in Montana, actually watching us on DLive. Hello, Justin.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You're on the air.
Awesome. Can you hear me well?
Yeah, go ahead.
Perfect. Oh, yeah, well, I just heard you saying, you want to talk to maybe a millennial or a Gen Z that is into cryptocurrencies and maybe doesn't have a lot of money in the bank, compared to what some people might think.
Yeah, Johnson was asking questions about young people's investments.
People, that if you have investments but you don't have a lot, I don't know, like
a bunch of money, investments, cash poor but invested.
Yeah.
Right, of course, yeah, and absolutely, and so... You know, I discovered cryptocurrency, Bitcoin specifically, initially, about a year and a half ago, and... Mm-hmm.
So right when it was running up, a year and a half ago would have been the big run-up.
Okay, a little less. I was just after the dump, rather.
Oh, okay.
Right after it went down, I read some Jerry Banfield article or something, and, it kind of sparked my interest. So I started looking into it and busted my brain for a couple of months, and then started investing. And, one thing I could say for people is, don't think you have to go in and buy a whole Bitcoin or buy a whole bunch of stuff, because really you can go in and, you only make a few $100 every paycheck. Put $10 of it in a cryptocurrency, a Bitcoin or Litecoin or something like that, because, mm-hmm. 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, you might wake up and see these cryptocurrencies beyond the moon and be like, hey, I've got like $10.
$1 million.
Go back and $1 million or something crazy,
right.
So.
It could happen.
Learn a little bit about it and invest in it a little bit. Don't have to look at it like an investment. It's just kind of a good idea, I think.
Well, I mean, it is. You're investing in that you hope that it will go up in value, but not all investments work out. Hopefully this one will.
Right, right.
It's called dollar cost averaging is what I understand. I'm not an investor. I'm not a professional at this or anything like that. But one of our co-hosts, Johnny Ray, in the past, he recommended mm-hmm. this approach where you just take the amount you can afford to lose. That's the most important part of this.
Absolutely.
That's why you said only $10, $20, whatever it is. Whatever you would have gone out and blown at the bar or on a movie or, some sort of thing that you could have lived without, right? Like you could afford $5 or $10 because that's what it would cost you to go to Burger King,
Right.
So you skip Burger King
and
you buy some crypto. And then maybe later on you can buy your own Burger King, with the amount of money that the crypto accrued to. So how have you done so far? You got in right after the peak, so you must be pretty happy so far.
Yeah, I researched a lot before I even got in, and I did pretty good. I actually learned how to make money as it was crashing, and I kind of had a knack for it. And so, I didn't make a ton of money or anything, but I've you know, tripled my initial investment that I put in and maybe then some. But then I bought some crypto miners. I learned all about that. So I mine Litecoin. I run a node for the Litecoin network. So I believe in supporting the networks. I really believe in blockchain technology.
Cool.
And also,
are you, when you made some money on it, did you cash some of it out and, you know,
absolutely
kind of take
not.
Your profits?
I reinvested.
Okay, so you're all in.
The miners in this case.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, I mean, it's fun. It's fun for the brain. It's a good workout for the brain to learn about this stuff because it seems super complex on the outer layer. But once you look at it, you're like, okay, this is, I mean, if you want to talk about the algorithms and things, sure, it's complicated. But at the base layer, it's kind of common sense on how things should work. It should be trustless.
Right.
It should be transparent.
I want to go back to some of the original questions, so like
absolutely.
That I had. So, you know, in terms of do you own any stocks? You know,
real
have
estate.
You done
no,
any other
I,
investing? Do you own any real estate?
How old are you?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I just turned 26. I've never bought a stock. Me and my wife are, you know, buying a little trailer. We live in Montana, you know. It's what we live in out here. And, yeah, I mean, nothing special, man. I work. I'm a painter. And I listen to cryptocurrency stuff 6 hours
awesome.
A day while I'm at work with my headphones in. And
that's awesome.
I just cram my brain full of this stuff, you know. And there's lots of other interesting projects that are coming up that are honestly going to change the way we look at cryptocurrency.
So last question, and this is a personal one, so you can tell me to pound sand if you don't want to answer it. But, you know, the thing is that the average American wouldn't have $3,000 in the bank to deal with a financial hardship.
Absolutely.
Are you in that group, or would you be able to weather a financial hardship because you have enough in savings
outside
of crypto?
On a regular basis, I don't have $3,000 in the bank. Absolutely not. On a regular basis, I'm lucky to have $1,000 in the bank. I mean, life comes at you every day from 10 different directions. And, I mean, in real life, a lot of guys don't have $1,000 in the bank. You might not be able to fix that tire. You might not be able to, buy a new part for your car or let alone buy a toy.
Right.
But, you know,
do you
a
have
lot
$1,000
is
worth of Bitcoin at this point or cryptocurrencies combined after a year?
Yeah, you know. Definitely, and it depends on how you look at it. In 5 years, it might be a heck of a lot more than that.
It may be. We hope so.
I reinvested into some miners, and so,
yeah.
You know, they're quiet miners, they're in-home miners, and they don't make a lot of noise. They don't gain a lot of money either, but those little bits that they do gain every single day while I'm sleeping, while I'm working, as long
is
as
the
I don't
power cheap
that
in
out,
Montana? Is the power bill cheap?
Oh, not really, but, you know, you don't have to burn a lot of power when mining cryptocurrency. You don't need a power plant, really. If you get online and look, you can find miners that you can plug into your USB drive. They don't make you much, but they make something. So you can look at, like, the future bit, Moonlanders, a little USB miner, and everybody can plug that into their laptop and learn how to mine Litecoin and other script algorithm coins. Just like that. I mean, it's so
you said
easy.
You're listening to Bitcoin-related news, podcasts, that kind of thing all day long, so you're probably way more connected to it than Johnson and I. Like, we're doing all kinds of things with our day, but probably not listening to Bitcoin stuff all day. So you said you're pretty excited about a couple things on the horizon. I mean, can you pick a couple, like one or two, and tell us what's exciting to you?
Sure. I mean, there's, you know, what I was more referring to is some new blockchain technologies, and they aren't even technically blockchain. They're the same concept. It works the same, but they're more scalable. You know, Bitcoin is slow. If everybody gets on and tries to send Bitcoin, the whole system just crashes.
Like IOTA's Tangle.
IOTA, perfect. Thank you. IOTA's Tangle is amazing. I mean, the more transactions that you put on the network, the faster it goes, because for every transaction you put into the network, it verifies two previous transactions.
That's correct.
So this is a wonderful idea. And
so it's
so
scalable. It's scalable from day one.
Yeah.
Infinitely. I mean, the more you put on it, the faster it goes. And so that's incredible. And so 5-10 years down the road, we're going to look at Bitcoin like, you know, maybe that old coin, that old gold coin, that gold
like
eagle
the old Model T.
Around.
Bitcoin's, yeah. Bitcoin's the Model T of cryptocurrencies.
It might be worth, you know, $5 million at that point, but nobody's right. going to have it, and there's not going to be much liquidity in that market.
Justin, great call. I want to say thanks, man. Thanks for calling and sharing your story tonight. I definitely really appreciate
absolutely.
Hearing from you. That's Justin here watching us.
Thank you for doing what you do. I love listening in.
Thanks, man. He's watching us there on DLive over at DLive.LRN.FM. The DLive caller's way better.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can dial in toll free here. Take the control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Head over to discord.lrn.fm. You can hop into one of those rooms there and get on the air with us. Sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with Ian and Johnson. Toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. And we continue with your calls and thoughts. And we've got some more of these very interesting and very positive statistics for Bitcoin acceptance, understanding, and purchase. How many people in the United States are clued in? How many of them have Bitcoin? How many of them are going to buy Bitcoin? Some surprising numbers here that we'll share with you. Plus, the latest on, there's apparently a coup attempt that's going down in Venezuela as of earlier today, and then also a border guard-related lawsuit that Johnson is going to tell us about here. But first, we go back to your phone calls and thoughts. He's David in Albuquerque, listening to KABQ. Hello, David.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so I don't know how many unicorns you guys might run into tonight. Maybe your sample size is affected by your listening type, but
undoubtedly.
My wife and I, we hang on to, well, I have Bitcoin myself, and then we also have decent savings, but I don't think we're huge earners.
Mm-hmm.
The number that's in the average is $3,000. The average American doesn't have $3,000 and would not be able to deal with, a financial hardship.
That's almost exactly like what's in the bank for us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do you have credit card debt?
I think we make, not that I don't pay off each month.
So you do carry a balance. Right. So wait, do you have a balance that carries month to month? Are you making minimum payments or you pay off your credit card totally every month?
We pay it off each month. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. So no debt, no credit card debt. Okay. And how old are you and your wife?
I'm 30. She's 29.
Okay, so millennials then in that case. And you've got Bitcoin.
Yes. Yeah, I did sell a lot of it off at the peak. I kind of had a sense for when it was about to drop. But I still hung on to quite a bit as well, expecting it to rebound.
Right.
And I pick up some every once in a while when I can.
And how long have you been into Bitcoin?
Oh, I wish I'd gotten in at the beginning. You know, I was in college when it first started. Well, the problem was that I was looking at it. I was like, well, you know, maybe I should grab some,
mm-hmm.
just, you know, throw $25 at it. And then I just kind of forgot. It was like 2009, 2010. I'd be a millionaire right now, but oh well.
Well, who knows? If you hold on to what you've got today, you may still end up a millionaire in 5 years,
that's
you know?
True.
Who knows?
It's not as bad as me.
IOTA, like that other guy talking about.
It's not as bad as me because, you know, I was claiming on the radio that I was going to put, you know, I was going to put a few $1,000s into Bitcoin when it was, I was making the claim on air. I'm going to put money into Bitcoin if Bitcoin hits parity with silver, which at the time was $35 an ounce.
Oh,
and
man.
Bitcoin went from 35
to like 100, right?
It jumped really fast, like up to like $90 or $100.
And then you were like, oh, wait till it goes back down.
Yeah,
right?
that rapid jump scared me. And I was like, well, I just need to see what's going to happen with it. I'm going to wait for it to go back down. I don't want to invest this money now because I'm afraid. If I do this, because I'm like, I don't know that I could lose this. I'm like, I probably could lose it, but I don't want to. It would be too big of a hit.
Right. You shouldn't invest what you can't afford to lose. At least you didn't mortgage your house.
The thing is it was money that I knew that I wanted to, it was slated for investment, so I could have afforded to lose it.
And
I should have done it.
I was just browsing around online, and I saw it was like maybe a couple cents for a Bitcoin when I first read about it. I didn't totally understand it, but even without understanding, I was like, well, I don't know what I can throw $25 at this. And I was going to get back to it the next day and then forgot about it. But I didn't read about it again until like years later when I was like, oh, I read about that one time. Crap.
Good story, David. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, just seeing if I could be a unicorn. I don't know if I am or not, but.
Well, you're special because you called our show, and we appreciate that. Thanks for the call. I appreciate you listening there in Albuquerque. We've got another David listener in Albuquerque. I didn't think that was going to be that David. It was a different one. Nice to see. And now here's our other Albuquerque listener, Sarah, in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah. or call.
Oh,
we got
yeah,
way
yeah.
more listeners
How's
than we
the
do
traffic
callers,
today?
I should say.
Yeah,
she's,
that's amazing.
The fives and
Well, did you know that?
We need a helicopter sound effect for Sarah. Let me see if I got one. I probably don't.
But anyway, did you know that I had we had 114 people who are shot so far in Bernalillo County this year?
Shot by whom? Police?
Just everybody just shooting everybody, you know, they're shooting them.
Everybody's shooting everybody here in Albuquerque.
Well, you know, the county, Bernalillo County, is the surrounding area, you know, like Albuquerque and surrounding area. You remember that the boyfriend that shot the girlfriend and shot himself? That's two people.
That's
right
happened
there.
Like a bunch of times in the past. But okay, it happened in Albuquerque too.
Well, you know what?
What are you trying to say? Are you trying to say that Albuquerque is more dangerous than other places? Is that the point? Because that's probably not true.
Well, that's why we're welcoming the gun control law here in Albuquerque.
You're welcoming them?
Well, Las Cruces, Santa Fe, and Albuquerque, our city said that we welcome the governor's gun control law. That was the state. Well, because we have
that doesn't sound like a helicopter.
Body.
You just keep going, Sarah. I'm trying to find helicopter sound effects.
Yeah, but do you understand why the rural people, they hunt with their guns. They have to, like, I don't know if they shoot deer or whatever. So it's like, it's almost like that's how they survive. I can understand. But in the
so city, hunting's fine. Okay, got it.
Well, I mean, I don't know about how fine it is. I would like some kind of guns to go out there, too. But, you know, they got bears, they got wolves, they have to hunt.
They
have a different attitude towards guns. And we got 114 people shot and hurt or killed just in so far, like April.
Should we take the police? Look, Sarah, how about we make it fair? I mean, if we're going to have gun control, how about we take away the guns from the cops, too? Does that sound fair?
No, that's crazy.
What? Wait a minute. The cops use guns to shoot people, too, and hurt people, and shoot innocent people, and shoot dogs. Do you support shooting dogs?
I do not. Well, I have no idea what you're talking about. I have never heard about the police.
You obviously do not have the internet, because these stories are all over the place where police have shot dogs to death because they were supposedly afraid for their lives, and cops have shot, like, innocent little dogs who have been doing nothing but, like, wagging their tails and just wanting to get loved by the police officer, and they are coming up trying to give the police officer some attention, receive some attention, and they get a shotgun blast to the head for it. But you support the cops having guns, huh? You think they can kill people? That's totally fine with you? Do you have no value for human life? Thanks for the call. Toll-free number here is 855. I didn't really want to hear the answer. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Need a good helicopter news bed. It's Free Talk Live. Pop it in the Discord if you find one.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States learned that Venezuela's disputed President Nicolas Maduro was ready to leave the country amid protest violence and calls for his ouster. That is until Russia convinced him to stay. National Security Advisor John Bolton does say, though, it's time for the Maduro regime to go.
Well, I think from the perspective of the humanitarian crisis that we face in Venezuela, I hope this is enough to tip Maduro out of power.
Former Minneapolis police officer Mohamed Noor was found guilty by a jury on Tuesday in the 2017 death of Justine Diamond, an unarmed woman who was fatally shot shortly after she called 911 to report a possible rape. Noor faces up to 15 years in prison, and President Trump welcomed Joey Logano and his Penske Ford to the White House today. Logano is a 2018 NASCAR Series champion. This is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion, the mint juleps, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. No,
quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on air call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And you can also join those rooms and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It's Ian here.
And Johnson.
Coming up, we still have this Border Guards-related lawsuit. Johnson, you're going to be telling us about that. We were going through some interesting statistics from a Harris Poll study. They talked to over 2,000 American adults over the age of 18 and asked them some very interesting questions and got some very interesting responses about their awareness of Bitcoin, how likely they are to purchase, or have they already purchased Bitcoin. And we've been through some of it earlier in the show tonight, so just a quick rundown here of, if you're just tuning in, what you've missed. The numbers are up, so despite the bear market, they're comparing this study that they did last week to a similar study they did in October of 2017. Mm-hmm. The prices of Bitcoin were about the same, but in October there was a huge run-up, a record-setting run-up that was going on, and over the last 18 months it's been kind of on the downside from what was originally a record-setting December of 2017. So these are the numbers are up as far as all of the numbers of interest and purchase and all of it. Let's see, 89% of Americans are aware that Bitcoin exists. That's up from 77%. And they do breakdowns on demographics as well, at least by age. Familiarity, they said that approximately, 43% of Americans are somewhat familiar with Bitcoin, whereas according to this, 43% of Americans also have a positive view, meaning they think it's a positive innovation in financial technology. All of these numbers are up from 2017. Conviction, the percentage of people that strongly or somewhat agree that most people will be using Bitcoin in the next 10 years, up to 33%. So a third of Americans, averaged across all the age ranges, think that people are going to be using, the majority of people will be using Bitcoin in the next 10 years. Propensity to purchase, 27% say they're going to buy Bitcoin within the next 5 years. And further, when asked what they would prefer to own $1,000 worth of, 21% of Americans said they would prefer Bitcoin to government bonds. That's up from 18%.
That's smart.
In October. 17% said they would prefer Bitcoin to stocks, up from 14% in October of 2017. 14% they would prefer Bitcoin to real estate, up from 12%. And 12% said they would prefer Bitcoin to gold, up from 8%. So up by 50%, from 8% to 12% from 2017.
So real estate and gold numbers are ones that I find kind of interesting because those are kind of more stable historically.
Traditional, pretty stable, except for the real estate bubble. But.
And especially, I mean, well, real estate in terms of actually investing, but I mean, a lot of the people who would say something like this are people who don't necessarily own their own property. So, you know, that's where, as an investment, I think it's a very good idea to own where you live.
It sure is, because you can live in your investment.
You're living in your investment, and what that's doing is it's, you know, in terms of your income, you're not making somebody else wealthy, right? I mean, so that's a kind of a huge bonus.
And so here's the big one. Here's the final question on the survey, and that is, who owns it? So it's one thing to say you're going to own it. It's one thing to say you are aware that it exists. But how many Americans actually own some Bitcoin? Now, we don't know how much Bitcoin, but of the people surveyed, of the over 2,000 Americans surveyed last week by Harris, 11%. Of Americans own some Bitcoin.
Huh.
And when I reported these numbers in the chat group that we have here on Telegram in the Monadnock region of New Hampshire, actually one of our co-hosts, Chris Wade, on Friday nights, he balked.
Right.
He said he didn't believe that there were that many people that owned Bitcoin. And
it's
I said,
a little hard to believe.
I don't think it's hard to believe. 11% isn't a whole lot.
That's a huge number.
It's a big number. There's no doubt about it. But
I mean, that is a number that would 10% is the tipping point.
Well, maybe we're there.
So if we're at the tipping point, that does mean that within 5 years we could probably expect Bitcoin to be like $1 million.
Maybe McAfee is right. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. But my point was, I think what Chris was basing his opinion on, besides his general skepticism towards surveys and polls, was that you don't see it a lot. You know, like, even when we go out to our crypto group meetups, some people don't even pay with cryptocurrency. And that's part of my point, is just because you have it doesn't mean that you're flashing it around. Just because you have Bitcoin doesn't mean that you're doing anything with it besides sitting on it. So the person who spends Bitcoin is a rarer bird than the person who holds Bitcoin. Am I right about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't think it's unbelievable here. And when you break down the age demographics, according to the survey, where did it go? 16% of 18 to 34-year-olds, 16% of them own Bitcoin. Does that sound more plausible that of younger people, about, you know, 1.5 of them out of 10
still
own Bitcoin?
Sounds like huge to me, but I don't.
35 to 44-year-olds, 12% of them said they own Bitcoin. 45 to 54-year-olds, 4%. 55 to 64-year-olds, 4%. And 65-plus, 2%. So 2% of retirees have gotten into it.
And maybe the tipping point here is 20%. So
okay.
We would need to double those numbers.
They're up since October of 2017. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So this is all good news. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join
us.
Which
is also interesting considering how poorly Bitcoin has been performing over the past couple of years, and yet these numbers have been going up.
And remember, these numbers are, you know, they asked these questions back in 2017 as well, and all the numbers are going up. So the trend on acceptance, the trend on interest, the trend on awareness, the trend on purchasing, it's all going up. So if that continues, and I don't see any reason why it wouldn't, because people have good experiences with cryptocurrency generally. Yeah, it's, you know, the wallets can be a little buggy here and there. You know, we're still early on. There's not a whole lot of businesses that accept them in real life yet. So you're right, Johnson. It seems like there's not much happening, but maybe there's more under the surface than we're aware of.
Hmm.
Because there's no reason why somebody would lie to the polling survey here. I mean, the questions they're asking here aren't tricky, kind of, we want to manipulate your answer kind of questions.
Unless they're people that feel bad that they never did buy Bitcoin, and they're like, yeah, I own Bitcoin.
Could be, but...
I mean, yeah.
Statistically, of 2,000 people surveyed, you know, I think it's plausible. So we'll see. This is interesting numbers. Keep your eyes on
the 2,000 people surveyed, at least 200 of them said that they own Bitcoin.
Approximately, yeah. That's right.
And it's like, where did they source these people from? I mean, this is...
It was an online poll, but it's Harris, which is a respected polling firm.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. They do talk a little bit more about their methodology here. It says, survey conducted last week, April 23rd through 25th, among 2,029 adults by Harris Poll on behalf of Blockchain Capital via its Harris On Demand Omnibus product. Figures for age, sex, race, ethnicity, education, region, and household income were weighted where necessary to bring them into line with their actual proportions in the population. Propensity score weighing was used to adjust for respondents' propensity to be online. All sample surveys and polls, whether or not they use probability sampling, are subject to multiple sources of error, which are most often not possible to quantify or estimate, including sample error coverage error, error associated with non-response.
And it sounds like they did a little, more than... one might even expect to try and balance for, I can't remember the word right now, but...
adjust for respondents' propensity to be online, whatever that
bias.
Means.
I mean, they attempted to adjust for bias, you know, the bias of it being an online poll, the bias of, like, you know, the people who are answering the questions, that they attempted to skew towards...
Here you go. Respondents for the survey were selected from those among those who have agreed to participate in our surveys. So Harris has an online polling thing where it's not like your typical newspaper poll or whatever, which can be manipulated. This is an actual, like, scientific online poll in that, at the very least, scientific if you consider pre-responsive.
So these are people who are heavily online and interested
in being polled, basically. So there's more coming up here. If you want to share your calls and thoughts, because how the hell do you do a phone poll anymore? Is that even possible? I mean, to get a good spread? It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Go to themortgagereport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Homemakers,
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial toll free if you want. You can join us here. The toll free number for you is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the latest from the Venezuelan attempted coup, allegedly. That's on the way, plus a Border Patrol-related story that Johnson's going to share with us here shortly. And your calls and thoughts also are welcome about whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, if you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you really ought to get over to liberty.menu. That allows you to promote the thing that you do, your business. Maybe you create digital content that you want to promote, get some more viewers or listeners to that. Maybe there's an event that you're behind or you're interested in promoting that you want more people to attend. You can put all those things up on liberty.menu with your profile there, and it's free to do it. So do you want free publicity for the thing you do? If so, if you're a liberty-minded person, you belong over at liberty.menu. So get on over there and create an account if you don't yet have one, and then use code FTL if you would like on your account, and you'll get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. Because we can't give you a discount because it's free. So go to liberty.menu as we continue here. Before we get into your story about the Border Patrol, Johnson, I did want to address what Stephen TVP said in our DLive chat over on dlive.lrn.fm. He alleges that Bitcoin is a Ponzi scheme. He claims that crypto is as Ponzi as it comes. And I'm sorry, but no, not in any way, shape, or form.
Is he being paid by, was it Jamie Dimon to say that?
Jamie Dimon from Chase, I think Chase Bank?
Yeah.
That does sound like something.
They run a pretty much, you know, what is pretty much a Ponzi scheme, or not necessarily Ponzi scheme in structure, but it is certainly their, you know, the house kind of wins.
Oh, yeah, the house there usually wins if you're the bank, because you've got government guarantees.
Bailouts, right.
Yeah, bailouts. Look, a Ponzi scheme is...
They certainly don't want you to become your own bank, for sure.
Now, look, I want to be clear. There are Ponzi schemes in the world of crypto.
Yeah,
there are scam artists who would love to have you pay them a bunch of crypto into their website, and then they promise to give you way more money than what you paid in. Okay, so if somebody tells you, you give me a whole Bitcoin, I'll give you back a Bitcoin and a half.
Right.
If somebody tells you that, red alert.
Yeah.
That's, you know, red flag. This is a potential scam, likely scam, if it sounds too good to be true. Even if they're guaranteeing you like 2% or something like that.
Right.
It still sounds too good to, you know, it's probably too good to be true. Look out. Make sure you do your due diligence on this. And there are definitely some websites that are like that, that will absolutely take Bitcoin and other cryptos from you, and then maybe you'll get it back if you're early enough in the scheme. Because that's, you know, Ponzi scheme is where a person promises you some sort of return on an investment. Should you invest in this scheme and other people continue to invest in the scheme, over time, the people who invested early do see returns. Because as long as the scheme continues to get people to invest, then the early investors will get money out of it, which means they'll sing the praises of the scheme. They, you know, they may truly believe in it, right? They may not be scammers themselves. They may actually be true believers in it, right?
Right.
So they may not be lying to you when they tell you that this is working, because it's working for them. But when the suckers run out, that's when the Ponzi scheme collapses. Once they've managed to trick as many people as they can and nobody else is willing to invest, then there's no fresh money coming into the system. And because there was never a product originally, it was just an investment
right.
scheme, it was just a money-moving scam, then it all comes crashing down. And people who put money in don't get a single dime back. And the people who put money in the beginning stop getting more money at that point. And then a lot of people get angry and criminal charges get brought. So if there's a cryptocurrency that's promising you returns, look out, because that could be a scam.
Yeah.
And there are thousands of cryptos out there, so I can't tell you which one of them, you know, at the low levels might be scams. But the ones on the top tier, many of them have been very vetted, you know, looked at very closely by people. I'm not saying it's a perfect world. There's, you know, it's unregulated, which is a good thing, because it means that people can create cryptocurrencies without asking for permission.
I mean, look at Mt. Gox, right? That was the top crypto exchange.
And it was the only one for a long time.
Right. And they, you know, vanished with a lot of people's money.
Yeah. Well, if you put your crypto into somebody else's hands and you trust them to take care of it, you better trust them. Because if they walk away with it, then what are you going to do about
right.
it?
Right.
But it's not
a lot more like gold than if somebody else is holding all your coins.
But Mt. Gox wasn't a Ponzi scheme. It was just a scam.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So not everything that's a scam is a Ponzi scheme. A Ponzi scheme is a specific type of sort of pyramid investment fakery, basically, that usually always has a promise of return, a ridiculous promise of return, an unrealistic promise of it, and is always predicated on more people being scammed into this system. And it always comes down at some point. But cryptocurrency on its own is just a method of transmitting value from one point to another through cryptographically secure channels using blockchain technology, typically. That means that, as you mentioned earlier, has a public blockchain. Most of them are public. Some are privacy coins, but the public ones, you can examine them. They're open source. So it's totally transparent, unlike a Ponzi scheme. There's no transparency with a Ponzi scheme.
Speaking of scams, or at least my opinion of a scam, have you heard the news that you know, Bitcoin SV is proudly announcing that they're going to try and start Hash Wars 2.0.
Oh, they're going to try again the thing that failed for them the first time?
Right, and resulted in them losing a significant amount of value. I guess they just want to try and kill themselves.
They want to sink the coin, basically.
They're going to sink themselves, yeah. And
no,
they're trying to
that.
Attack, you know.
Are they going after Bitcoin Cash again?
Yeah, of course. That's what they're going to do. I mean, you know, and it's just like, well, I guess you want to just damage yourself into the ground. I mean, at what point does a crypto, you know, disappear? I mean, I guess it could just go on forever.
If people stop mining it,
right,
then it basically disappears, at least for all effective purposes.
I mean,
they could start mining it again.
Craig could just be mining it himself, you know?
Sure. Well, I remember my roommate had, God, what was it called? It was one of the myriad of cryptocurrencies that had failed. I mined it just for fun for a little while and mined like, you know, a million of them or something like that. But you can't use them anywhere. They're not accepted on an exchange. The idea was that they were going to restart this old cryptocurrency.
Right.
And I don't think it ever did get restarted. It was probably a waste of my time to mine it. But for the moment, it was kind of like, oh, this is kind of cute.
It won't
Windowcoin. That's what it was.
Yeah, it won't restart until like 10 years down the road from now, when you've lost
Lost the wallet. And I'll be like,
that's when they'll restart it. And it'll like jump up in value.
Right. And then I'll have a million and I won't know where they are.
So that's how the crypto world tends to work. Right?
So that's an example of a crypto that came out. They tried Indocoin. It died. Nobody, you know, at some point it stopped being mined. And then at some point somebody else like decided, I want to try to bring this back. So they started mining it again. And since they were like the only miner, they got a bunch of it and other people jumped in. And, you know, if you can get it listed on an exchange, then maybe that'll help it become tradable. And then maybe it will stick around. I don't know. It seems like if somebody stops mining coin, it goes away. I know that, Michael Dean had to deal with this situation with his coin at one point, which was called Bipcoin, B-I-P-C-O-I-N, Bipcoin. And he tried to actually kill his coin, but somebody was continuing to mine it or whatever, and so it kept going. So he couldn't, you know, once it's out there in the wild, can't decide what to do with it.
You can't kill the Bipcoin. It's under the BIPCOT.gov license.
That's right.
So.
So where are we going next here, Johnson?
Boston, I guess.
We have to.
That's where the article. I know, but that's where this article is out of. This press release from the Electronic Frontier Foundation. And this news is from today. The Electronic Frontier Foundation and the ACLU today asked a federal court to rule without trial that the Department of Homeland Security violates the First and Fourth Amendments by searching travelers' smartphones and laptops at airports and other U.S. ports of entry without a warrant. The request for summary judgment comes after the groups obtained documents and deposition testimony revealing that U.S. citizens and Border Protection and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement authorized border officials to search travelers' phones and laptops for general law enforcement purposes and consider requests from other government agencies when deciding whether to conduct such warrantless searches.
So wait a minute. So they're saying the Border Patrol is doing other law enforcement agencies bidding?
I guess
Meaning if a suspect from Albuquerque is coming across the border and somebody knows it in the Albuquerque Police Department and they call up their buddy at the Border Patrol and they say, hey, Johnson's coming across.
Yeah.
He'll be coming through today. Can you go ahead and just take a look at his stuff?
Right.
So they're doing searches for other police without legal authority.
They've received documents that seem to point at that truth.
And this is something the EFF has actually been fighting generally for a few years now. These Border Patrol searches at the border.
They're making progress today.
Yeah, and I've been subject to one of these things,
right.
And I'm traveling again internationally in a week,
right.
And so I'm already preparing for another 3-hour detention. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.